Green is here with the master ranks of the new Scritability lineup. Should we do? I always forget to do the competition, and then it's late. So should we do the question now?
Yeah.
All right then.
Do I ask the question?
Yeah, you ask it. Yeah.
Which question did we decide on?
I thought we decided on a two-part question.
Okay, it's a two-part question. Someone has to get both parts right.
Yeah, unless there aren't enough, in which case we'll start giving albums to people with one part right.
Okay, yeah. Someone will get this, I'm sure. So, yeah. The band's name was taken from, not exactly, but kind of, from the writings of an Italian Marxist.
Yeah.
And if you know his name, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
And the other thing you need to be able to tell us is, who knitted Ralph the Drummer's tie?
And it's a two-part question.
We were listening.
And I think the good thing about that is both parts of the question carry similar intellectual weight.
Yeah.
So I think that's working nicely then. Also, another thing I must ask you because I forget to do this. What was Miles Davis like?
Somebody asked me today to tell them something about Miles that would surprise them. Right. He wore a hairnet.
All the time, like in the Sharples.
You know, he did actually. Well, I say all the time. I only spent with him on three different occasions, and he wore a hairnet on each of those occasions.
Right.
He was very concerned about, you know, he was a dapper guy.
Yeah.
And
was he small? Was he very small?
He was small and slight.
Yeah.
And immaculately dressed, and but his hair was thinning, and he was very concerned to keep it in place with a very, very fine hairnet.
Right. Okay, you know, that's something we didn't know about Miles Davis. So we left you in New York, or living in a motel, and entirely disillusioned with the worldwide global success of the Scritability Records.
Mm.
So what did you do then? Did you go back to Wales
I went back to Wales.
Went home?
Went back to Wales and rented a cottage and lived there in splendid isolation, having severed all ties with, you know, professional and personal, and did that for quite a long time. And
did you play a lot of darts?
I did play darts, yeah.
Yeah.
My maths was my weak spot.
Right.
But there's a pub called the Pontier House near Killeen, and that's where I used to play darts.
Yeah.
And played a lot of hip-hop records. I used to get the train up to London and buy, you know, loads of hip-hop, or go to Bristol and take it back to the cottage and play it very, very loud over and over again.
And just living on your own?
Yeah.
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 And then what? How did the...
Got bored with that.
I can see why you would. Yeah, right.
And came back up to London and persuaded a record company yet again to give me a lot of money, which is kind of... I don't know why they did, because I kind of have just, you know, screwed up every time.
Yeah.
Self-sabotaged every time. Anyway, so I got another bunch of money and went back to America and made another album called Anomie and Bonomie that I don't think anybody heard.
Right,
but it had some good people on it, and I think some of it was good. And then I came back to England, and Jeff Travis from Rough Trade got in touch, I think, and said, basically, you know, you've made a very good album, but I don't think anyone's going to hear it, and I don't think you're with the right people, and do you want my help? So I said, yes, please.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the beginning of having found our way here tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Right, well, it's fascinating. And so and so you're in a good place now, and you just got married.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, quite recently.
Yeah, about, what is it, 12 weeks?
Oh, right. Oh, well. Well.
Huh? Something like that.
Right, yeah.
My wife will know.
Right.
I'm joking. Of course, I know exactly when it was.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, it's been great. Loads of people here are emailing in who are absolutely delighted and thrilled to hear live on the radio. I mean, they're all just... I won't read them all out because there's quite a lot of them. And they're all just saying, hey, you're great, and welcome back, sort of thing. So, but hello to Rob Puricelli in Norwich. And also, Mark Blower has been on, said, I've been very drunk in that same Dalston pub where you recruited the whole band for, somehow still didn't get discovered. I suppose three keyboard players would be a little excessive, but so, Mark, you said he should have made himself...
He should have spoken up earlier.
Yeah, should have got on the pub.
Could have been here now.
Did he go to Newport School of Art?
Yeah.
All right, because Neil Carroll in Monmouth, who's a painter, wants you to look at his paintings, but he said, Ian Jory came and gave us a lecture whilst I was a student at Newport School of Art, and Green attended the School of Art too.
So yeah, I did. Yeah. Strummer was there briefly as well.
Was it?
I think the same time that I was, but I didn't. In fact, we must have been there at the same time, but I didn't speak to him then.
Okay. Martin from Tottenham says thanks for the text message. Carla in Hebden Bridge is saying, any chance of a full tour? Are you going to play any gigs
apparently
in the north of England and Scotland? And...
Yep. We're dead keen.
Yeah.
And we play the Hay on Wye Literary Festival on the 2nd of June. Is that right? Yeah. And then we've just had an agent appointed for us.
Wow.
So, you know,
gosh,
he's going to book us dates all over the world, apparently.
And are you going to do it? Are you
I'm not going to throw a wobbler. I mean, look.
Good. Okay, then. because also, Joe Rosnowskis says that everybody in the States is anxiously waiting for you to go back over there.
Yeah, the album's coming out on the Nonesuch label in America.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which is good, apparently.
And Brent Johnson says, I used to travel on the school bus with a bloke called Paul Strohmeyer. The school was in Cwmbran. So was that you?
No.
It was. anyway, right, good. Fine, let's have a last tune. What are you going to do for us?
OK, it's a song called Road to No Regrets that we started learning only last night.
Yeah, but it sounded very lovely in rehearsals.
Was it? Yeah, okay.
This is when I turned up and it sounded great.
I think it's
great.
Structurally, loose. Should we say that?
Is this what the tour's going to be like? Are you going to put an apology in before
No, that wasn't an apology. It was by way of an explanation.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm not. No apologies.
No,
I'm
good.
Sorry, I'm not going to make any apologies. So, should we do it?
Please.
Waiting for the time it takes for someone to forget. I was standing on the corner of the road to no regret. The road to no regret. It's a long way to come. I could hear the voice of reason. I could see the light and yet I was waiting on the corner of no regret. Oh, the road to no regret. Put your lips together, you won't get upset. Oh, think of any number, think of any alphabet. Oh, just another drink, just another cigarette. Standing on the corner of the road to no regret. And before the sun had set, standing on the corner of the road to no regret. Oh, the road to no regret. It's a long way to go. You'll put your lips together and you won't get upset. No, think of any number, think of any alphabet. Oh, never play your cards and you'll never lose the bet. Standing on the corner of the road to no regret. Ooh, the road to no regret. Oh. Thank you.
It's a lovely song, Road to No Regret. Great new album, Scritability, White Bread, Black Beer. And I'll announce the winners of that before the end of the programme. The rest of you will have to wait to buy it on, what did you say, 2 weeks? Beginning of
June? 2 weeks' time, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much for coming.
Well, an absolute pleasure.
It's great
to see.
Thanks
for being such nice people.
No, it was great. Great. Fantastic. Never thought I'd see the day, as I said. But we'll get back to the crucial three. You'll let us know when the dates come up, then we can announce that and let people know, because a lot of people want to go and see you. We'll get back to the crucial three after the streets.